and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
We're studying in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. And let me remind you that if you would like to hear the entire book of Ephesians once again as we've gone through it, please go to one of our websites, lrwm.org. That's lrwm.org. On the website there, you'll be able to listen to these lessons or studies once again. Simply click on that little box that says Study of the Book of Ephesians. And when you do that, you'll be able to listen once again as we have gone through this study about and in the book of Ephesians. Well, we are in chapter 6 of the book of Ephesians, and verse 20, Paul the Apostle said, "For which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." But we've moved on now into verse 21, where it says, "But that ye also may know my affairs, and how I do. Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things." Paul the Apostle says, "But that ye also may know." Paul the Apostle wanted the people of Ephesus to know how he was doing, what was going on in his life. And notice this man, Tychicus. Tychicus was a man whom Paul was going to send to Ephesus to deliver the epistle to the Ephesians. Well, notice what Paul said about Tychicus. He said he was a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord. Well, what we know of Tychicus is that he accompanied Paul when traveling from Macedonia to Asia, and that he was sent by Paul to various churches. And we saw the last time where Paul also, we read of in Colossians chapter 4 and verse 7, how that Paul had sent him to the church at Colossae. Colossians chapter 4 and verse 7 says, "All my state shall Tychicus declare unto you." He wanted this church to know how he was doing as well. He says about Tychicus, "who is a beloved brother and a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord." Well, there were some qualities of Tychicus that Paul spoke of. He was a beloved brother, a man who was a faithful minister, and as Paul said, a faithful servant, Colossians 4:7. Well, Tychicus not only served to preserve Paul's name, in other words, to lift him up, but also to show that he had much of Paul's own character. And I mentioned last time that you and I, too, need to have the testimony that others would look at and say that person is serving Jesus Christ. We need to have the character that stands out for the Lord. We need to have a good testimony serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we may never be as powerful as Paul, as have the character of Paul, but we can sure have the character of a good witness for the Lord Jesus Christ, a good testimony for him. Well, what was Tychicus to do when he spoke to the church at Ephesus? Paul said, "He shall make known to you all things." Paul was letting the church at Ephesus know that Tychicus would hold nothing back. He would tell everything. He would tell them everything Paul had instructed him to say. Tychicus, like Paul, was an ambassador for Christ who would carry Paul's message to the church and also proclaim the message of the gospel as a faithful ambassador of Christ. I'd like for you to keep in mind what Tychicus was taking to the people in the church at Ephesus. The message that Tychicus had was much more than about Paul's condition at Rome and what he was doing. Tychicus would carry Paul's message, which is the epistle of Ephesians, and it is the Word of God. You see, we too, as ambassadors for Christ, have the privilege and responsibility to carry the epistle of Ephesians and all of God's Word to God's people and to all the people of this world. We need to be telling people about Jesus Christ, how that He saves and how that He keeps us saved, how that He's given us eternal life. Now, we don't only tell that to the people who have never trusted Christ as Savior. We share that with our brothers and sisters in Christ, that we are saved forever. There's nothing that's going to be able to separate us from the love of Christ in God. Romans chapter 8 speaks of that. And many times I'll mention to someone, well, they may say, well, I'm just not so sure that I'm saved forever. Well, as nice as I can tell them and share with them, I would say to them, do you think God is a liar? And of course, a person would have to say, no, God is not a liar. Then why don't you believe His word when He says there's nothing, no one or nothing is going to be able to separate us from the love of Christ. Nothing is going to be able to take away what God has given us. And besides that, He says, I give unto them, that's us who are saved, I give unto them eternal life. Jesus Christ came into this world to give us eternal life. That word eternal means forever. You don't have to know Greek. You don't have to know Latin. You don't have to know any other language except what God has said. And look at the word eternal. God has given us eternal life, and that life is through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, now we look at verse 22 of Ephesians chapter 6. Now, once again, Paul's speaking about Tychicus. He says, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that he might know, that ye might know our affairs, and that he might comfort your hearts. You see, Tychicus was going there for more than one reason. And Paul said, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose. The whom, of course, once again, is Tychicus, that we read of in verse 21 of Ephesians 6. And what verse 22 that we just read shows is that Paul's great concern for the people of the church at Ephesus, he had a great concern for these people. And God uses this epistle to show us many things. In this last chapter, the Lord allows Paul to send word to the Ephesians, in essence, telling them what he had written would be verified by one who was a faithful servant of the Lord. And what Paul had written would be delivered in its entirety and verified by Tychicus. Well, notice something with me, if you would. You and I today have one who verifies what we read in the book of Ephesians and other books of the Bible. We do not have Paul to verify what is written, or we don't have Tychicus to verify what is written in the epistle to the Ephesians or the other parts of the Bible. We do not have Tychicus to verify what is written, and we have a greater witness than any man could ever be. And that witness to the authority and accuracy of the Bible is God Himself. Now recall to your memory, and you've probably read this, in John chapter 18 and verse 37. Just before Jesus was crucified, He was brought before Pilate. And Pilate, therefore, in verse 37 of John 18, said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice. Notice in the verse that I just read, John 18, 37, notice if you would the word truth. In 1837, Pilate asked him, said unto him, therefore art thou a king? And then Pilate asked Jesus a question in John chapter 18, verse 38. He says unto him, unto Jesus, what is truth? And when he had said this is Pilate, when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and saith unto them, I find in him no fault at all. Well, Pilate asked, what is truth? Jesus, who did not and will not and cannot lie, tells us what truth is. John 17, verse 17 says, sanctify them through thy truth. And what is truth? Thy word is truth. You see, the word of God is truth. What is the word of God? 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. All scripture, that means the Old Testament as well as the New Testament, is given by the inspiration of God. It's God-breathed. Some people would have you to believe and think that we don't need the Old Testament today, that all we need is the New Testament, that we can just get rid of that because it's not part of the Bible. Well, I beg to differ with those people who say that. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. All the scripture, the Old Testament and the New Testament. The New Testament unfolds the Old Testament. And by the way, we go back and we study the Old Testament and we see the promise of the Savior coming. We see how that the Savior would come into the world and how that he would be born of a virgin and his name would be called Emmanuel, God with us. So the Old Testament, and you say, well, it's not important. You're wrong. The Old Testament is the Word of God, and we need to take that along with the New Testament. It's all one book. You'll find no discrepancies. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword. The Word of God is truth according to its own testimony. The Word of God is truth. Well, who is it that tells mankind about Jesus? 1 John 5:6, this is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. The Holy Spirit, you see, is God. Tychicus was representing Paul. He was taking the message of Paul to the church at Ephesus and Colossae and other churches. But we have the Holy Spirit that gives us the witness of the Lord. I'm going to read that verse again, 1 John 5:6. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Is speaking of Jesus. It says, not by water only, but by water and blood. And notice, and it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. Jesus Christ sent the Spirit, and we're going to read about that, how that he sent the Spirit to guide us into all truth. Jesus Christ is God. The Holy Spirit is God, and the Spirit is leading us. The Holy Spirit tells mankind about Jesus, but only those who have trusted Jesus as Savior will receive and understand the message that God has for us as the children of God. John 14:17 says this, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and he shall be in you. Of course, this is after salvation. God loved us so much that he sent his only begotten Son into this world. He loved us so much that he would send him to die on the cross of Calvary. For what reason? So that mankind, so that you and I could have everlasting life. The Bible says that he came to give life. He came to give life, and he came to give it more abundantly. What proof do we have? We have the Word of God. I believe the Word of God is the King James Bible. It is the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit will lead and guide us through the book, through the words of God, those words that God has breathed for you and I. God breathed those words so that people could be saved and on their way to heaven. God breathed those words so that you and I who are saved can live for him and know the fullness of the Spirit and know Jesus more abundantly.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.